Hi, Ken Morgan here again, and it's time for another South Plainfield Library classic movie presentation. Now this week it turns out we did find a movie which is sort of connected to Independence Day, or at the very least the American Revolution. It's the Abbott and Costello comedy The Time of Their Lives. Now this is an unusual movie from the team for a couple of reasons. First, as you probably saw from our initial Facebook posting, the ads for this movie really downplayed the initial period setting of the 1770s, as well as the ghostly aspect of the story, although the trailer does mention it. Now, the other thing is that Bud and Lou rarely appear as a team in this one. See, at the time, they were in the middle of a dispute and very nearly broke up, so they don't seem to be working together all too often. Now, this was also the case in the previous movie they had done, a dramedy called Little Giant. Strangely enough, in both movies, Bud plays a double role of two related lookalikes, one of whom is nice and the other of whom is nasty. Now, I don't know whether they did that on purpose or what, but fortunately, by the time of their next movie, the sequel Buck Privates Come Home, they were back together. You know, back to normal. Got a couple of casting notes from this movie. Now, the female lead is played by Marjorie Reynolds. Now, her best-known film was Holiday Inn, which introduced White Christmas. And she also co-starred William Bendix, who you probably remember from the movie Kill the Umpire, which we showed a while back. And she was in the second TV version of the sitcom Life of Riley. Old radio fans will remember that one. And the role of the mysterious housekeeper in this movie is played by Gail Sondergaard. Now, she won the very first Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her work in the 1936 movie Anthony Adverse, and she was nominated for that award again in 1946 for Anna and the King of Siam. See, that's the version of the story with Rex Harrison, not Yul Brynner. Now, actually, she's best known to me for playing the villainous title character in the Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes movie The Spider-Woman. And no, it is not part of the MCU. Now, in addition to today's movie, we're also including a comedy routine from Bob Newhart, whose albums I spent many, many hours listening to over and over and over again. Yes, my mom, she'll confirm that. Now, this segment is called Ben Franklin in Analysis, and it's from his album The Windmills Are Weakening. Now, it's one of his lesser-known albums, but it includes one of his best routines. It's the one about the Empire State Building, and I'm not going to give that away. You'll have to look that one up for yourself. But, you know, it is a very funny album. And just a reminder that you can look up the movies that you may have missed that we've shown on these presentations. Just go to our Facebook page and just scroll down the announcements until you find the links. They should still be there. And also, please leave your comments or suggestions there as well. Or you can email them to us. You'll find our addresses on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And now that our building is open, at least for the staff, as we continue with curbside service, you could always call us and, you know, make your comments known. You know, somebody will jot them down and pass them along to us. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Warner Brothers Records in 1965, here's Ben Franklin in Analysis. And from Universal in 1946, here's The Time of Their Lives. Hope you like them.